Space, the final frontier. These are the continuing voyages of the starship Enterprise. Her ongoing mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life forms and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
What's up? It's Azisu back again, and this is E Society Presents Up to the Challenge. On this pod, we challenge each other to watch something, movie, TV show, documentary, or whatever, as long as it's streaming or available. Then we'll discuss what we thought and present the next challenge. This is episode 13. Today we'll be talking about Raw and Star Trek Beyond. But before I go any further, he's back after a summer on the road. He's up to the challenge. It's the Nez.
Yo, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the show. We are back. It's been a while. So,
it's been since May.
Is that when it was?
Damn. I just looked up. Yeah, the last time we recorded about the other disturbing movie, the French movie.
Irreversible? Was that it?
Irreversible. Yeah, we did Irreversible.
All right,
so anyways, we're back. Yeah.
Well, we're gonna keep it with the foreign films, or we're gonna go to France with the Zissou's first film. So kick it off.
All right, this one's fitting on so many levels for this pod, in that we landed here on unlucky 13th episode, and I gotta say right up top, this is probably my least favorite challenge I've had so far. If there was a movie that was not for me, it was this one, because for me, blood and just whatever, it usually gets me really queasy. It's only when it's like I can like put another layer on it, when it's like Walking Dead, that I can like, oh, okay, fine, it's fake, I'm fine, you know. Or even like, you know, Jason, Freddy, things like that, anything like Predator, so be it, you know. But when it comes to, when it's more like real, like even like hospital type shows, I kind of get queasy during the just the idea of like needles and stuff like that. But so that's just a little preface for this. So let me tell you what I watched. This is 2016's Raw. Grave was the original title. You can watch this right now on Netflix. This one's described as, forced to eat meat during a college hazing, a young vegetarian develops an unbidden taste for meat that drives her down a dark path. This was directed by Julia DeCorneo, if I'm saying that right, starring Garris Marillia, Ella Rumpf, Laurent Lucas, French cast, right, Nez? French film?
Yeah, the whole film is.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's kind of funny that we haven't recorded this since May, and I've kind of been sitting on this. And you know, back in May, obviously I had every intention to watch it and record the pod before we started doing other stuff, and then, you know, Jade's graduation and the summer, SDCC, everything. That's why we have been delayed. But it's funny, like, I've kind of known a little about the premise, and I almost had been dreading it. And you know, I was like, oh, let me knock this out. And it was funny, because I would always be like, I'm gonna watch this when I get home, and then I'd be like, damn it, I just picked up food, and I'm like, I don't want to just like watch this and eat. I know that's not a good combo. So, but finally got through it. Finally knocked it out. And yeah. Oh man. Yeah. I mean, it is only a, hour and 39 minutes, but, even just the small things like, college students all in their like bloody coats and stuff, that kind of got me a little queasy too. Were you able to see this one in the theaters?
No, it didn't come to the theater. Let's just say I saw it.
It never
came around here. And this was a film that I was reading on, like Bloody Disgusting and all the other horror sites. This is not a horror movie. I did a show on it, but I don't know, a few episodes back with Brian from The Horror Returns. We both watched it and we kind of ran through the whole thing, but just a brief description other than the whole synopsis that you read. What did you think of the whole thing? Like the acting and, I mean, minus the blood and everything. I mean, what did you think of how the actors' performance?
Right. Well, that's the thing. You got to give it up to him for that. It's not B grade, and not that there's nothing wrong with B grade. Sometimes that's usually the best material. Is more art house, and the performances are really great. The main star, the Garris Marillor as Justine. I mean, it was also interesting after the fact, because usually what I like to do for these pods is go through and get, even though you can never trust, and we always say this, the IMDb reviews. It was interesting to see people either had one take or the other. They said that it was an overhyped horror film, nothing but hype. But then you've got other people saying that it's a brilliant horror movie, and then more people are like praising it for its art house stylings and especially the acting of the main character. Obviously the story goes, to me, it went to some pretty dark places. Just the idea in general is enough to get me queasy. I don't know how far we wanted to go without like getting into that, but
it's been out two years, man. It's been out 2 years. You guys should have seen it already. So if you want to spoil it, go ahead. I mean, there wasn't really too much of a spoiling, a surprise ending or anything. I mean, to me, yeah, I thought this.
No, not at all.
I thought this film was a little overhyped. Here was one of the things that got me, and I never believe it until I, and then when I see the movies, I'm like, this must not be your average, a film goer of these type of films. They're saying that at a screening at Gutenberg or whatever,
Cannes
Film Festival, several attendees, the audience fainted and vomited, over 30 people left the cinema. And I'm like, really?
Yeah. I'm not surprised, and I know you're hardcore, but yeah, I know this kind of stuff. Yeah, it can get you queasy.
I didn't think any of this did. I mean, it was, I'm watching it, I thought it was a good movie. I really enjoyed it, but I was just like, what are you guys watching to leave the theater? It's really slow, but I mean, I liked what was going on. They said this was originally supposed to be an NC-17 film. Not even close. It says for its graphic violence, there wasn't even that much in it. And I was like, really? I'm like, oh. But I mean, I'm just getting mad about all these people that are saying, oh, it's this, it's that, da 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 da. And then when I see it, I'm like, oh, whatever.
Well, it's funny because I know how hardcore you are. Like, we were just talking, I think, last E-Society about, what's that, The Package. And I was questioning if that movie had gone to theaters. I think it has a chance at NC-17.
Well, we'll get to that on the regular episode because I did watch
it. Yeah. I'm just saying, like, compared to this film, like, you know, for some people, yeah, it really can push a button.
I mean, to the package really quick, that was probably a little more harder than this. But I think just the whole, the eating of, well, I'm going to spoil it. If you don't want to hear this review, go forward a few minutes.
And also, if you do want to watch it, it's on Netflix.
It wasn't at the beginning, like, or when they were doing the hazing, they were just eating raw meat, like chicken or whatever.
Yeah,
they said it was. I mean, that's nothing. I mean, people do that all the time. And I was like, okay. I mean, I first right out the gate thought this was going to be them just eating raw human flesh right from the get go. And I was kind of like, all right, cool. I mean, it was a slow build up until you see what they're eating, and then they're like. And then this girl just slowly gets the taste for raw meat, and she's not feeling it. And then she tones it up a little more and goes to, it was her sister, right?
Yes.
That was eating the raw flesh, because she's like chowing down on some other dude. And I haven't seen this movie in a while. What was the reasoning for her eating human flesh?
The sister?
Yeah.
I think it was, it ended up being, wasn't it more like a, if I was interpreting this right, wasn't it like a more like in the family thing? Like when we get to that eventual like revelation at the end, like with the father, right?
Oh yeah.
Like it's right. In the family.
Yeah, that's right. And it
slowly
got to Justine because she was a vegetarian. Whatever right. You want to call it. I mean, I'm not knocking vegetarians, man. I like my vegetables too. But and then she just slowly got that taste for raw meat. And I thought this scene was a little. I mean, not so much disturbing, but I was kind of like, whoa, what are you doing? When she just went into the refrigerator and just started tearing into that meat. it was kind of a little eerie, and I was like, okay. I think more was just the way they shot it. And it's not much. I mean, it's just a girl sticking her head in the refrigerator and eating raw meat. But you're just sitting there going, well, what can make someone want to do that? I mean, to eat, not eat human flesh, but to eat raw meat. I mean, the meat, as far as I'll eat raw, would be sushi. I couldn't tear into a steak or undercooked chicken or anything. I mean, it just doesn't even look
right.
I cook a lot of chicken. And it just doesn't seem, I mean, it's delicious after when it's cooked, but I sit there and look at it. I mean, especially after seeing this movie and all the other craziness that I watch, I actually look at the actual meat and go, I don't think I can bite into this. I mean, I'm a type of guy that wants his steak well done, medium well, maybe. I don't like blood. I mean, I don't like those people that just throw it on the grill for a second. I want my meat cooked, but that's my taste. I know there's. Some of my friends, you just throw it on the grill and then take it off. I'm like, no.
No.
If you want to see some bloody steaks in a movie, watch the beginning of, have you seen Ravenous?
No.
All right. there's a future challenge. It's actually a really good movie with that one guy that was in L.A. Confidential. Guy Ritchie. Not Guy Ritchie, Guy Pierce. It's a real good movie. They shot it up, well, supposedly up in the Sierras. It's an old timing film, but it's an awesome movie. I loved it. Probably make you a little queasy too, but.
Oh, great.
I don't think I can just bite into a raw chicken and see from what I'm reading. It seemed like a lot of it was chicken. And then they're saying some stuff was sugar, but I don't know what they're doing, but whatever the case may be. I mean, I couldn't eat raw meat, but I don't know. It's crazy. But I mean, overall for myself, man, I really did enjoy the film. It's a really slow burn. And if you are queasy, don't eat anything while you're watching this. I mean, I could sit there and eat a whole steak and watch this film, but I don't know. I mean, I really enjoyed it, and I knew this would be something that you would never watch. So that's why I love doing this show. I mean, especially for you.
Yeah.
You've got me to watch some things that I would probably have no interest in and end up liking. I mean, so far your record's been good. I mean, there hasn't been one challenge where I thought, hey, it was all right. But I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, I'm not surprised to see when I scroll down to more like this. You see the witch. It follows Babadook. These are all previous challenges, so I'm not surprised. Green Room's on that list. So yeah, kind of like a greatest hit so far of our 13 episodes as far as my half of the challenge. One that's on here that you could feel free to recommend to me or not. I actually have it on the DVR and I haven't watched it. It's that Mother is on here.
Mother!
Exclamation point. The Jennifer Lawrence, Javier Bardem, Ed Harris, Michelle.
Pfeiffer. That one, I enjoyed it. I didn't understand it the first time I went and saw it in the theater. I didn't get it. I had to go and watch some YouTube guys break the whole movie down. I've read all kinds of things. My friend, he doesn't watch these type of films, but he went to Catholic school his whole life, so he knew the Bible inside and out. And he also explained some of it, the meaning
that helps, I guess,
of what it was. Yeah, because I was like, wait, what? I mean, you watch it, and you don't know. I guess how he said it. If you don't know the Bible or the story of what the Bible is saying, not the whole Bible, but I don't know what parts he said, but it was just like, I didn't get it. I thought what they did on the screen was awesome, but trying to piece it together, I couldn't. I mean, I was just like, what the hell did I just watch? It wasn't scary. It wasn't eerie. It wasn't disturbing. It was just like, what's going on the screen? Watch it and see what you think. I mean, we can talk about it later on East Society, but then
yeah.
Go watch it. If you don't get it, go watch a video on YouTube. There's a bunch of them on there now, and some they'll go through the meaning of what the movie was. After I found out what it meant, I was like, I really enjoyed the film. I watched it again. I didn't buy it, but I went and watched it again after it was explained to me.
All right. Yeah.
Moving on.
Like I said, tough watch for me. Whoa. There's like a fox or a coyote running down the street. That's nuts. It was definitely not a dog. Anyways, sorry.
All right. That was just,
wow.
On
is
to,
it fitting?
unexplained events.
Yeah.
On to my challenge. The Zisu challenged me to 2016's Justin Lin film, Star Trek Beyond. Like I said, it was directed by Justin Lin. And it was written by Simon Pegg and I can't remember who the other writer is. I guess this guy, he was a producer for a couple of the Fast and Furious films.
Justin Lin directed, I think five, Fast Five.
I don't know. It looks like Furious 10, 9. Oh, no. Those are rumored.
Producers.
He's announced to direct, I guess, the ninth one.
Going back on it now, he did Fast Five, Six, and Four.
Yeah. Oh, is that what that one is?
Oh, and three. He did Tokyo Drift.
That's probably my one of my favorite ones. I know a lot of people didn't like it because, he's in it at the end. Spoiler alert, Dom. But
yeah,
I liked his one film he did, Better Luck Tomorrow. Came out in 2002. That was a good film. Written by Simon Pegg and Doug Jung. I have no idea who Doug Jung is. Simon Pegg does a lot of good writing. So, really quick, the first two Star Trek films I thought were okay. I didn't really care for the second one. I understand what they're doing now because if you guys are familiar with this storyline, it's like it's like an alternate timeline, so they can get into new and different adventures, which okay, I'm cool. I didn't like it. I noticed that in the first time I watched the first one, I was kind of like, this is wrong. But then a buddy goes, well, listen to what Spock says. So I went back and watched it again. And I was like, okay. Yeah, his first one was okay. Second one, it was all right. So I was kind of no rush to watch this this third one. I own it, and I just, it's been sitting there for, I don't know, a year, and I finally opened it. It was still in the shrink wrap and everything. But, man, this movie was awesome. I think out of the three, this has been my favorite one, man. This one was badass. I like the Star Trek films that, I love all of them, all the original ones. First two and this one were okay, but this one was awesome. I love when they bring in bad guys, when it's just a lot of action and everything in this. You go in there to watch these movies for the special effects and everything. Of course, it's science fiction, and I love it. I know a lot of people are more of into this than we are. Like for us, for Star Wars, but I really enjoy all this. I do love the cast. I think everybody in there has done their job for all three films. My favorite character in this is played by Carl Urban, Dr. Bones McCoy.
Yeah,
he's been awesome in all three films. I loved him the first time you see him in the first Star Trek film. Zachary Quinto does an amazing job as Commander Spock, and everyone else. Zoe Saldana, she's all right. I mean, I could take her or leave her. Even in Guardians, she's okay. But Simon Pegg, he's awesome. I'm not really buying his Scotty performance, but he's still a good actor. John Cho, I thought, was an amazing choice for Sulu. And I have a question. Maybe I need to go back and watch the first two films again, because I don't remember. I know there was kind of an uproar saying that portraying Sulu as a gay character in the films. And we see it in this one, because you see him with his lover and or his partner, I'm sorry, whatever we want to call it, his partner and their daughter. And I thought that was cool, man. I thought that was awesome. I didn't know if they showed that in the first two films. Do you remember?
This is the first time he played it that way in the first two films, but this is the first time they like hinted at it. And even then, it's just like seeing him walk off like that. Like it's no real big scene or discussion or anything. So
I know, but to some of these, the only way you can say it, these homophobes, they just, everyone flipped out. And I'm like, really? Come on, people, get a grip. But it was cool, man. I love John Cho. I love him as Harold and Kumar. I just watched Harold and Kumar go to White Castle. My favorite one out of the three films. But then another, it got sad when you see Chekhov and Anton Yelchin, and knowing that this is his last film, and they're obviously going to make another Star Trek film, but who could take his place? I'm glad that he got a lot of screen time in this. I don't know. I definitely need to go back and watch the first two, because I don't know how much screen time he got in this one. But for this one, it seemed like everybody got their fair share. I mean, these are all big A-lister names, so you know. The Sophia Boutella, she played Jayla. Oh, I really loved her character in this. Probably like the best thing I've seen her in. We've seen her in a ton of movies that we've talked on the E Society.
Mummy, Kingsman.
I really loved her as Jayla. I mean, I thought she did an awesome performance as that character. Idris Elba, I can take him or leave him. He's all right. Everyone praises how awesome he is. He's okay to me. That's my opinion.
He's awesome.
Everyone. He's all right. and he's not James Bond. I don't care what anyone says.
He should get it though. You gotta shake that up. No, he's not James Bond.
I've gone through this before with friends and everyone else, but no. I don't know. I mean, the most likely he will. I'm not even for them saying that turning James Bond into a woman. But I don't know. We'll see where it goes. I think my favorite movie that Idris Elba did, other than he's badass in The Wire.
Yes, amazing.
That one movie.
Stringer Bell.
The Mountain one.
Mountain, yeah.
The Mountain Between Us.
Oh,
Awesome performance. If you guys have not seen that movie, yes, it's a chick flick, but it's an amazing film. I loved it. Did it come out this year or last year? Do you know, remember?
Last year. Okay, yeah. Well, last year.
I don't know if it made my list or not, but oh man, it's an amazing film. Oh man, put tears in my eyes just thinking about it. But everyone else, I did like Kinzer, his little character, Deep Roy. He was the main. he was the only those things in Willy Wonka.
The Oompa Loompas.
Oompa Loompa. He was that for all of them. But I mean, overall, I thought the story in this was awesome. The effects were amazing. All the action was badass. I mean, I loved it. Even the choice of music of putting Public Enemies Fight the Power and Beastie Boys Sabotage in this. I thought it just was perfect. And I loved what Jayla said. Oh, I like it because of the beat and the screaming. I thought those were awesome choices. And I really enjoyed what they were doing, finding this old starship that was way back in the day. I think it was the Franklin or something like that. I can't remember. I thought that was awesome. Idris Elba, man, I loved him as the bad guy's crawl. I thought he was good. I liked his effects. And then when they show him later kind of being half human, half whatever alien he was going to be, I thought the makeup effects of that was really awesome, especially with the for all the alien characters. You can see which ones are CGI, mainly probably the ones that when they're jumping up and down and everything, but when you see them standing there like in the background, or when Idris Elba, his character, the latex and everything they use for the alien makeup, and I thought that was awesome. I love looking at stuff like that. I mean, we do see it a lot in the new Star Wars, not so much in the other ones, because except for the original, the prequels, that was all pretty much CGI. But this was awesome, man. I really enjoyed it. Oh, another thing, I don't know if I'm just don't pay attention to detail, but did you ever notice that the little Starfleet insignias, the little symbols inside in the center are all different? Like if you,
oh, right.
I've never noticed that before.
Right.
I just thought they were
inside the little check thing.
Yeah, I thought they were all the same, because I was kind of like, wait, what? And then I was really looking in at them all, and they're all different. I mean, it's probably different ranks of Starfleet and everything, or maybe different departments or whatever you want to call it. But yeah, I thought this movie was awesome. But I think one of the saddest things was when spoiler alert, if you hadn't seen this, is when Spock finds out that the older Spock, or in the other timeline, he had died.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh man. And then they show us,
they shout out.
Yeah, they show the whole original crew, William Shatner and Leonard Nimoy and DeForest Kelly and the rest of them. I was like, oh, that was a shot. It looked like from the last Star Trek film. Because you see Uhura and her hair is all gray. Amazing cast. That's my Star Trek cast. I know there's a lot of people that love Generation and Discovery and Enterprise and Deep Space Nine and all the other ones. But I've always been a fan of the original Star Trek film, TV show, as well as the first Star Trek films. That's my crew. I'm an old fart. I really enjoyed.
Did you hear Jean-Luc is coming back?
Yeah, but I don't know. That's in that Discovery.
He's doing something. I don't think they're getting the whole Next Generation cast back. Maybe they are, but it's interesting. I guess he was at just some con recently. It wasn't San Diego, but yeah, he made the announcement there and got kind of emotional about it. So that's cool. He's into it. He's not just like, oh yeah, I'll do it.
And at the very end, when they said this is was in memory of Leonard Nimoy, and then after that it was for Anton, I was like, oh my god,
yeah, for Anton.
That was so sad, but it was awesome. I love that they did that. But overall, man, this is, like I said, this is my favorite one out of the three. I'm glad that you challenged me to it. And I knew I was eventually going to get to it because it's in my library. But man, this movie was awesome. I loved it. I don't know what you Trekkies or Trekkers, whatever you guys want to call yourself, think of these of these new films as well as these new shows. I don't know. I know a big, I think he said Trekkie, Lance from The Horror Returns. He loves Star Trek. He's even got the little Starfleet insignia tattooed on him. That's how much of diehard Star Trek fan he is. But
yeah.
other than that, everyone, that's all I can say is everyone, check these two films out for yourself, and you be the judge of what you like and what you don't like. But Raw, I enjoyed. Star Trek Beyond was awesome, amazing film. I loved it. And that's all I can think of.
Yeah, and if you want to check out Star Trek Beyond, that's on Amazon's streaming right now for free. So that's where you can check that out. Like we said earlier, Raw's on Netflix. But one little note I wanted to add just personally for you. I'm pretty sure they world premiered Star Trek Beyond at the con. I think it was the day, because this came out 2016. I think that was the year, and that was the day that you had to wait in line overnight at Hall H with the badge.
Am I
remembering right?
They had a huge setup outside. I didn't win a ticket to go see it, so I didn't even go over there after once the sun went down. But you could see the whole big giant screen. It looks like they had, I don't know if it was a band or orchestra set up, but it was cool to look over.
Oh, yeah, I think they did. That.
But
I think they had an orchestra. I remember hearing.
It was cool. Wish I could have got in there and saw it on that big giant screen. But hold on. Sorry, everyone. He's holding onto my microphone.
No problem. Oh, super sweet.
but yeah, I mean, overall, I mean, I loved. Like I said, I love both of these films. And what else you got? You got anything else to say before we get out of here?
No, just that, yeah, I guess it's time to present the next challenge. I've been sitting on a couple for you. I know one of them you have done, but I just really wanted to talk about it. So, but I wanted to give you the choice. Film, or do you have the patience for to binge a series, a mini series?
Let's do movies for a while, dude. You've given me, I don't know how many TV series that I get sucked into and I gotta watch the whole thing.
Okay, well, I got a really good 8-episoder for you, but I'll sit on that for a minute.
I'm not watching whatever you just watched.
No, not that. Although, yeah, it's talking about Sharp Objects. We'll talk about that on the normal show, but no, it's not Sharp Objects. It's another one that I think you're going to love, but I'll sit on that for now if you want. You want to just do film?
Yeah.
Okay. I've really been wanting, I know you may have even gotten further on it, but I really want to talk with you about it, so I want to challenge you to Coco.
I already watched that.
I know, but we didn't talk about it. So what do you want to do with that on East Society? Or?
No, we could do it on the next one.
Okay.
Because I know we were talking about doing a double shot. But I don't know if you
want. Well, yeah, in turn, do you want me to do Clockwork? Is that still available?
I don't know if it is. That was a while ago. But do this one and I'll go and see if Clockwork was on there. All right. Coco, no problem. I already watched it. Maybe we can bust it out soon.
let's do that.
I'll give you time to watch this one. This one's streaming on HBO. It's the rated R version. I don't know the difference. Well, I guess I do. I saw it in the theater, but I didn't. I own it, so I did watch the unrated version. I couldn't tell you which is longer. And keeping with disturbing film vibe. I didn't think it was very disturbing to me, but there is one scene that goes a little bit too long. You should be a little desensitized with the last films I've made you watch, but this one's 2009's The Last House on the Left. This is the remake.
Okay.
It's not the original one. I think that one came out in the 70s, I believe. 1972, the original one. I know that's a cult classic, and it is directed by Wes Craven, one of the masters of horror. I didn't think this movie is a horror movie, but it's labeled horror thriller. I would etch out horror and go more thriller. But okay. Yeah, man, check sounds it out. Good. I'm pretty sure it's on HBO. Yeah, I don't know how.
Yeah, I'll knock that out tonight, and yeah, we can get right back to it whenever you want.
Yeah, yeah, do that.
Knock out episode 14.
Yeah, we could do that. Yeah, I guess that's it. Yeah, 2009's Last House on the Left and Coco. What year did that come out?
2017, right? Yeah. Just this last year. Yeah, 2017. Yeah, I just really wanted to talk about that. So, it's Coco streaming on Netflix, and Last House on the Left is on HBO. If anybody else wants to watch along, get ready for the next up to the challenge.
Who are the voices? All I see is Benjamin Bratt and Edward James Olmos. Gabriel Iglesias. Do not know who these other people are. But yeah. I won't get into it right now. Yeah, that'll be the next up to the challenge. Coco, okay. And two totally different genres of film. We got Pixar animation, then we go right into
thrillers.
We'll get into that.
The
scene that's kind of, I guess, disturbing. You just get through it.
Okay.
It pays off in the end, but overall, I mean, there's another film I want you to watch, but I need to find it streaming somewhere. I'm not sure, but it's another remake.
Okay.
We'll get to that when we get to it. But other than that, man, that's all I have.
Yep, that's all I got. And we'll see you soon for E-Society. Probably back real soon with another Up to the Challenge. And yeah, that's all I got. Until next time, have fun, be safe. Up to the challenge.
Live long and prosper.